Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Would you like going back immediately, right?
Oh, yes, 100%.
A lot of people
100%.
Agree. A lot of people agree.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
President Trump speaking right now from the White House with quite an assembly of people talking about back to school reopening. I heard Kellyanne Conway talking this morning and saying that the president is in support of going back to school now safely, and that the word safely is the most important thing. So we're going to continue to monitor this event and see how it unfolds.
Speaking of which, can we speak about what you were just speaking about while Trump was speaking? If you're watching Facebook or YouTube,
thanks for bringing us into the show, Ryan.
You're welcome. You're welcome. If you're watching us online, you probably saw
it was a real treat.
And if you were listening to us, you probably missed Annie introducing the president there.
It
was my great honor to do so.
did you do it like it was me?
Yeah, okay. I used your voice, and so
how
people
bad
may not
sound
even
Annie
know.
Fry.
What did that
it
sound
is
like?
Annie Fry. I'm listening to the POTUS, P-O-T-U-S.
POTUS.
Talk about school. That's what I did. We can pull that quote.
So now you all know that that wasn't actually me.
Right.
That was Ryan impersonating me, which is really spot on and hard to decipher.
That's right. And so now you know, and you can go listen to it on Rewind if you need to, just to say, oh, next time I hear that, that's not actually Annie. But while we were talking and while the president was talking, Annie was also talking. And I'm not going to put you on the spot. I'm not going to say you have to talk about it, but I would love to know, even on the air, what you were talking about.
I think it burned like an extra probably 50 calories in that last phone conversation.
Yes.
There were a lot of words said. I said I was going to make a phone call. I made it. Slow.
Katie, can you convince her that after this break that we can talk about it?
Yes, I will talk. I will speak to my people to speak to Annie about it.
Please do.
Let's talk to our boss real quick so that I want to say everything that I can say,
yes.
But I want to make sure that I am in the confines of all the FCC requirements.
Brad right now is saying, wow, Annie is getting animated. You all know Annie. She is not an animated person whatsoever. And if you are watching us on the live stream right now, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show or on YouTube or on Periscope, you would see someone that was very angry and very animated.
Frustrated, collected.
Frustrated, yeah.
You
weren't
frustrated.
Going crazy. I could hear your side of the conversation. You weren't getting out of hand or anything, but I could also see that your brow was furrowed.
Brow.
Yeah, your brow.
I have two. There's a separation.
One of those was furrowed.
I paid $12 for this. I don't have unibrow.
That's 12 bucks. Okay, calm down.
We'll talk to Steve.
Hey, Steve, we got some questions you can answer now, or you can just, I'll apologize now. This is a permission or forgiveness situation that I would really prefer the permission for. So stick around. We will see what I can say in a minute.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I called Katie Stewart's office. There's a tease. We'll be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo-saw.
Ladies and gentlemen, Annie Fry. Breathing heavily for the next 4 or 5 minutes.
Which is apparently what you think ASMR is.
That's right. That's exactly what I think it is.
In the most creepy possible manifested way, where you just walk around and you say regular things
with sigh deeply
breaths.
Well, I had to simulate the high compression microphone that those people use by breathing heavily because it just picks up everything. But mine wasn't high compression, so I had to fake it. And it worked.
It did. I mean, it's questionable. I don't know.
I still won, so.
And I well, no kidding. You're going to win anything between you and I. People love you.
People voted for People voted for her. I sent her $15 in Venmo to get herself some lunch.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm glad for
lunch.
You.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
We need a new challenge. What's a challenge you could win at?
Good question. One where Katie does not appear in a video. I might win that one. She takes a video. Like, we just walk around taking first-person perspective videos. Maybe I could win that.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't.
We'll
okay,
have to
fine.
Figure out how that, man. I need it to be nailed down just a little bit more, but I am willing to offer free lunch for the next YouTube video competition. Maybe people in our YouTube chat need to suggest what the next Ryan Katie free lunch competition. Who doesn't love a free lunch?
This is the situation that I would recommend socialism, because if Katie won once, then naturally I should win the second one by default. Fair.
Have you listened to the show? No. So yeah, we were talking at going into the top of the 2 o'clock hour about the Q2, the state of Illinois. We had Bryce Hill from the Illinois Policy Institute on, and he's saying that Q2, our economy in the state of Illinois, likely shrank by $86 billion. Which, when Trump says billions and billions, if you listen closely, it sounds like he's saying beans and beans. So billions and billions. I only hear that and think beans and beans now.
86 beans and beans.
Beans and beans. Which is it's terrible. It's tragic. And we've been on this terrible trajectory for quite some time. And you can look at some consistencies in Illinois state government and see what that is. I called Katie Stewart. She's my state representative in the 112th district. I called her last week. It was before you went on vacation, right, Ryan?
Yeah. I was here when you called.
Called
it was
off
after
air.
You had come back, so.
Yeah. And asked, I would like to know if Katie Stewart is going to vote for Mike Madigan for speaker. I would like to know that. If you're in her district, you might want to know that as well. If you haven't paid attention, Mike Madigan was recently involved in I'm going to get the numbers wrong. I'm going to look it up right now. $450 million. Does it matter? Those are numbers that I will never understand. RICO case. He's been further implicated in some federal corruption charges. It looks real nasty. Really nasty. And if you look at the course of the last, 36 years, I think only 2 years of the last 36 years, he has not been Speaker of the House. And that's because the Republicans had two glorious years of being in the majority in my lifetime. And Mike Madigan's been the Speaker the rest of the time. I would really like to know if Katie Stewart is going to vote for Mike Madigan for speaker in January if she wins in November. And if he wins, of course he's going to win, in November. Simple question. Yes or no. And it's her vote, so she should be able to stand behind it, you would think.
Okay, so here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. That is not an inappropriate question at all, especially as a constituent, which I also am. There are Democrats in the House right now publicly calling for Mike Madigan to immediately step down.
So you would think it's a question that maybe we want to know.
Yes, very fair question. And it's not just one. There are multiple people sending a letter. I mean, it's in the news. This is recent news, the last day or two that this has been going on. So that is a very, very valid, nonpartisan question.
So I called last week and asked for a response. The lady, which you could pull a tape. I said last time, I spoke to a very nice lady. That's what I said last week. I spoke to a very nice lady. She took my information, and I'm expecting a call back. And I told you that I would report back to you when they got back to me. Then it occurred to me that they never got back to me. So I called them again. And the same lady who I spoke to last time, she informed me that it was the same, that she remembered my phone call. This time I was told that she, I don't know, what did you guys only heard my side of the conversation.
Well, I heard you just asking for a straight response and not getting a straight response, which in some ways she was kind of doing her job because she's trying to protect, you know, the representative, and she didn't ask your question.
Is
clearly
her job to protect the representative?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Or to answer your question.
Represent the constituents, which I am one of. Like I said, I'm not calling Monica Bristow's district in the 111th. If you're her constituent, I'd encourage you to do that. I'm calling my constituent. And when I called her the first time, I reiterated, I am a constituent. And I said at the end of the first conversation I had, I told her, I said, I am a radio show host. I don't expect them to know who I am. It appears after this most recent conversation, they're very aware of who I am.
Mm-hmm. I heard,
nice way.
your side and her side.
Was I yelling?
No. You were not yelling. You both were calm initially. Like it started off like a very calm conversation, and you were just following up on a question that you had that you were asked last week that you were told that you would get an answer to, which, you know, kind of makes you upset when you don't get a call back from your representative.
Somebody tell, like, get on our chat here or 314-241-9797. If you are in Illinois, does it matter to you if your elected officials are still going to vote for Mike Madigan for the speakership? Because Mike Madigan is going to get reelected. The only thing that's going to keep Mike Madigan out of office is himself. Or maybe jail time, but I'm, you know, I don't know which one's more likely. That's the only thing. And the corruption flows through his office. Everything flows through his office. So I want to know if the people in Edwardsville and Glen Carbon and some of Collinsville and I think Granite City, are we supporting Mike Madigan for speakership? Because I get a choice to vote for Lisa Champoli, who is the Republican who I collected signatures for, and I support her a lot and will vote for her. I could vote for Katie Stewart as well. I have that choice. I was just told that because I'm not going to vote for Katie Stewart, that basically I was told she would forward the information along like she did last time. And I said, well, can I expect a response? And she's the office manager there said that she doesn't speak for the representative. I said, I'm not asking you to speak for the representative. I have invited and continue to invite Katie Stewart to come on the show and ask these questions in a civil conversation here. These are easy questions to answer. Will you or won't you support Mike Madigan for the speakership if you get reelected in November? I just want to know. I have a right to know. And it was absolutely out of the realm of possibility that I wanted to know that as a constituent. She told me that the only reason I want to know is because I want to tell you what the answer is. That the only reason why I'm calling, the only reason why I dialed the digits to Katie Stewart's local Collinsville office was to find out an answer that I could tell you. And while it is not untrue that I want to relay that answer to you, I want to know for me. I have a right to know. And as a constituent of hers, why in the world am I not entitled to that? Her response was that she is there to represent, or that her job is to communicate this to Katie, but she's not going to speak for Katie. I'm not asking an office manager to speak for Katie. But if you tell me when I call last week that you're going to let her know about it, and she said she did let me know about it. She told me she was clear that the only reason why I wanted to know was so I could tell you. So the only conclusion that I can have right now, if you are a voter in the state of Illinois, the only conclusion that I can give to you about how Katie Stewart, the current Democrat, not candidate, but also the Democrat representative in the 112th right now, is that she knows that I want to tell you what her answer is to that question, and she's too scared to give it to me. It's the only conclusion I have because she won't give me another answer.
She's in Illinois' 112th district. This isn't getting national coverage. The Michael Madigan corruption FBI investigation is getting national coverage. She is not getting coverage except for this right here. This is the media that she's getting covered. So it would benefit her to come on here or give you an answer so that she can defend herself. So I recommend, if you're listening or if your people are listening, please do that.
Are you going to call her?
I'm going to email her. I looked it up and I was having trouble finding, as you were on that phone call, I was having trouble finding the contact information, but I did finally find it.
Yeah.
So long story short, it started calm and it went south.
It all boils down to that one question. Can you ask her this question and get back to me? And that was the crux of the whole thing. And then it became, well, you're just doing this for your radio show.
Well, let's draw some parallels here, because in a way I represent you. If you're listening to the show right now, I don't have such a large ego to think that I am here for you to just tune in and listen to everything I think about everything. That's I am so not smart enough to be that person. Rush Limbaugh has created an entire industry. I get to do what I get to do because Rush Limbaugh paved the way for people who have a conservative voice to come on the air and do that. But I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I will never be Rush Limbaugh. I don't want to be. I appreciate what he's done for the industry. I have to come up with what Annie Fry does. I have people like Bryce Hill, Tim Jones, Joy Murdoch, Paris Denard. That's just today. I reach out to the experts, and what I do is try to represent you while you're listening in your headphones at your desk, while you're in the car at lunch in the drive-thru and you're trying to, you know, just touch base on what's going on in the world. Or if you're watching us on one of our live video streams, my job is to represent you. I'm supposed to ask the questions of the people who I have access to for you. It's not for me. When our interests intersect, that's fantastic, but I'm always here to represent you. Whether it's a tough question to ask of somebody or an easy, fun question to ask of somebody, that's what my responsibility is here. I have to advocate for the people who I represent, and that's the listener. Katie Stewart represents me and my vote, and if I need to know the question, the answer to the question of will she support Mike Madigan for speaker, if she gets reelected, that should be a question that she's, even if she's not willing to give me a yes or a no, that I should deserve a response. But I'm here to tell you today that as a radio show host who lives in her district and is sitting in it right now, she's unwilling to give it to me because I will relay whatever she says to you. That is a huge problem. I welcome her on the show. We can have a civil, calm discussion. I will ask her the question. She can give me the answers. If I disagree with her, I'm not going to try to change her mind. I just think that what she thinks and what she believes and what she's going to take with the votes she gets out of the 112th district, what she's going to take with her into Springfield, that we deserve to know before we cast a vote. And I can't get that information out of her because I'm a radio show host. So while it's normally my job to come to you and give you access to people who you may not have access to, I guess I need to ask you a favor. I guess I need you to call Katie Stewart's Collinsville office and see if you can get an answer for me, because I'm not getting one. Ryan, I'm going to ask you the same thing. If they say, we know who you are, then you're in trouble.
Dun, dun, dun.
then you're not going to get a response from it. But I just would like to know the answer to that simple question. And I could have gotten that answer last week and I didn't. If I'd have gotten it last week, I would have told you what it was. She might come out and have a very politically constructed answer that gives her all of the outs that she thinks she needs, which is probably the smart political thing to do. She might have that, and I would relay that to you. And if you want more information and you're her constituent, and I reiterate, you're her constituent, if you're in Missouri, you don't need to be hassling her. This is transparency, folks. And if she's not up to the game, then maybe somebody else should get in. But I'm not going to vote for anybody, and I'm going to work really extra hard to make sure that Mike Madigan stops destroying the state of Illinois, because it is my home and I want to fight for better for it. And I think that somebody's got to stand up to this. I'm willing to do it. I just kind of felt like I got told to go sit in the corner, and I can in 20 minutes. But I can't get an answer. So if you get, if you can call Katie Stewart's Collinsville office and get a response and report back to me, I'd be very grateful because I'm not getting one.
John on our social says it's unlikely that Dem reps will risk losing money for elections by crossing Madigan. John, under most circumstances, I would say you're probably right, but this has been so egregious and the FBI has listed his position in their papers. There are House Democrats that are willing to cross him now publicly. Some of them upstate, some of them midstate, but they are out there. So we'll see.
Until she's willing to say that he doesn't have her support, until I hear Katie Stewart say she will not vote for Mike Madigan, I'm just going to go based on her previous votes in favor of his speakership and say that Katie Stewart, unless she tells me differently, and I'm welcome to have that conversation, I guess that the support is still there because it was there and it hasn't been vocally removed. If you call him and you ask him what's going on, maybe invite her onto my show. I'd love to have it. They clearly have my number. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Who's Mrs. Potts in Beauty and the Beast?
Are you talking
Angela
about...
Angela Lansbury!
Oh, the voice, okay.
No, the actual pot.
Well, I'm like, who's Mrs. Potts, like, when before she was a pot?
Like, oh, the voice! Human?
What's the origin story of Mrs. Potts?
You went there to try to find Angela Lansbury instead of Murder, She Wrote?
I was raised in
See
the 90s.
See how I turned that on you?
I don't think it was as successful as you think.
It never is.
I didn't watch a lot of Murder, She Wrote. Her eating pot. The whole point of this is to say that her popcorn eating gif is the best popcorn eating gif, in my opinion.
Ah, Angela Lansbury.
Susie Moore just tweeted that at me, most likely in the confines. I don't know if she was watching me on that phone call. It's weird. How creepy do you guys feel watching me have that phone call?
Yeah, it's a little weird watching you do anything and sort of being a weird voyeur, but yes, it's strange.
I don't know. I'm very used to it. This webcam, I'm very used to seeing what you two are doing all the time. Yeah. I'm like,
Well, the double-edged sword this webcam here is.
It is.
That was not for air conversation, though, so it did feel a little weird.
Personal.
I wish we could do it on the air.
I know.
Creeping into the Annie's personal life there.
Yeah.
How did you just explain that on the break, Ryan? What it was like to hear my side?
Oh, my gosh. You mean, I will say this. There were a couple times where I thought, oh, well, that's the end of the conversation. Because I could barely hear the other, not your side, the other lady. And I thought, well, that's going to be the end of the conversation. And you were like, no, wait. I'm still needing an answer here. And I was like, whoa, she's really going to get an answer. And yet it just kept going on.
Press
and there was
on.
No answer. Mm-hmm. So
the first response I got last week was that I will relay it to the representative. And I was like, and get back to me? And they're like, I will give her your contact information just so she can get back to me. And I thought, okay, if they opt not to give me the answer to the simple question, will Katie Stewart support Mike Madigan for the speakership if Katie Stewart, the Democrat in the 112th district in the state of Illinois, gets reelected in November, is she going to vote for Mike Madigan? Simple question, yes or no. You voted for him multiple times before. Are you going to do it again? Crickets. And then when I call back to follow up on it, I was told that the only reason I want to know is because I want to talk about it on my radio show. So the non-answer is what I'm going to talk about on my radio show, because it was pretty much incredibly rude. Katie, you've reached out to Katie Stewart's office before.
Totally.
Haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
To have them on the show?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I would like to have that conversation with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that I've emailed them. I've reached out multiple times. No word back. Or if I do get something, it's like an automated reply. But that'd be great. I'll keep reaching out. We'll see what we can do.
I wasn't going to get an answer because I was only going to talk about it on the radio show. And I'm like, I am a constituent. And they're like, that's not why you want it. And I was like, it's part of the reason.
Yeah.
And I would like to relate. It's my job to.
There are a lot of people listening right now who are constituents who would also like to know. So they're not on the radio.
If you are, and you can get an answer from Katie Stewart's Collinsville office as to whether or not Katie Stewart still supports Mike Madigan, I would love to know. Please report back to me. That's kind of a weird thing. I'm used to reporting to you what I have my ear to the ground. And you know what? Here's what I could do. I could say, Katie Stewart's voted for Mike Madigan, at least twice before? Of course she's going to vote for him again. But I don't want to say that because I want to know, I want to give Katie the opportunity to answer that question herself, either in her own words on the show, mm-hmm. respectfully and civilly here. Here's the question. What's your answer? If she gives a non-answer, I would press her on it a little bit. And if she wants to continue to give a non-answer, I am somebody who very much believes in taking a non-answer as the answer it is intended to be. And that means I'm too scared to say what my real answer is. And then if it's scary, you got to ask yourself why it would be scary. Right now, let's see here. This was posted lcbcradio.com. I'm trying to get some footing on where this is from. Judge expected to take up Madigan RICO issue. One of the attorneys suing House Speaker Mike Madigan and ComEd in a civil RICO lawsuit says the monetary element likely won't get settled for years. But attorney Stuart Channon said they expect to have a judge take up the issue within the next 2 weeks. The suit seeks to bar Madigan from being the chair of the Democratic Party of Illinois and from being involved in any legislation concerning energy or electricity. He is the Speaker of the House. He is in charge of the Democratic Party in the state of Illinois. Katie Stewart is a Democrat in the House in the state of Illinois. Why is that not a fair question? And why, even if I only called to get a response for the show, why would you not give it to me? I just don't understand.
Yeah, ComEd customers are now suing Madigan, too. For $450 million because of all the money that he's allowed to be siphoned from them to the electric company. Unbelievable.
Carlos says, you mean that Katie Stewart thinks that you don't have a genuine interest? She clearly doesn't listen to the show because I've been talking about Illinois state issues before Katie Stewart was in office on the air on Saturdays from 5 to 7, which is where people put the training wheels on the radio. I've been talking about this for a long time. I care deeply. I fight for Illinois. When people tell me I'm stupid for doing it, they say just leave. Mm-hmm. I have a very vested interest in this. I've traveled the state on behalf of things that I think are good policy to support people and policies that I think are important. We should be able to have a genuine conversation about that.
Do you think that the majority, as in over 50% of Illinoisans, even know what's going on?
No.
Do they know the name of Michael Madigan?
I don't know that 50% of the voting public would be able to tell you who Mike Madigan is.
Yeah.
They'd probably say, yeah, I've heard of that. Mostly because his name gets invoked in all of the literature that gets stuffed in people's mailboxes that you, if you're like me, pass the recycling bin on the way into the house and throw all those things away. But, you know, to me, being aligned with Mike Madigan is a really crap thing. I think it's a terrible thing for a constituent or for a representative, for a state senator, for anybody to be involved in, because he's a corrupt, totalitarian leader in that where everything goes through him. I mean, even you've heard the stories. You know that everything flows through Mike Madigan. It's like he's a mob boss.
Yeah, it's a good description.
Go look at the amounts of money that are being spent. This is why this frustrates me exponentially so. Because Mike Madigan, who's in Chicago, who's, as I said, been the Speaker of the House, I think it's like for 36 or 38 years, save two, where the Republicans had the majority. He'll throw millions of dollars in Southern Illinois races. He'll throw millions of dollars down here. Do you want to know why? It's because it's cheaper to buy the seats down here than it is to play in Chicago. The reason why purple districts, Madison County is a very Trump-leaning county. First of all, look at the maps. Look at who represents what and where, and it's the strangest-looking monstrosity that you could imagine. But Mike Madigan knows that his dollar spent down here in my district, where I am a constituent, is going to go further than an ad dollar spent in Chicago or in the Chicago suburbs. So he spends his money down here. That has nothing to do with representing you or me. He's doing that because we're cheap to him. And our whole, look at every spreadsheet, every piece of data that has come out of the last two decades. I don't care if there was a Republican governor or a Democrat governor. It's a disaster. There is one consistent thread through all of it, and it is Mike Madigan. And Katie Stewart and Monica Bristow and many other Southern Democrat state representatives have taken that money from him, and then they go to Springfield and they do his bidding. And now he's going to court on corruption charges. And all I want to know is if a vote for Katie Stewart is a vote in support of this corrupt Madigan empire. And until I hear no, I guess the answer is yes. I guess the vote for Katie Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. I would love to bring something different to you. Katie, you're welcome on my show anytime.
What is it you always say? Is it four votes is a resistance?
Four is a resistance. 16 is a revolution. The reason why these seats are so important, why am I harping on the representative seat so much? Because Mike Madigan controls the House, and the Republicans are in a super minority. The Democrats in the state of Illinois can pass an entire budget with your tax dollars without even consulting with a Republican. It is so, there's so much despair in that. Four seats go red. Katie Stewart's is one of them, I hope. Monica Bristow's is one of them, I hope. Check into Dave Barnes, check into David Freeze down here in Southern Illinois. Four seats, net four seats, and we are no longer in the super minority. And we actually have some semblance of a challenge to Mike Madigan. Because if we don't flip those seats and we continue to vote people like Katie Stewart into office, we won't even be allowed to have answers on what they're going to do when they go to Springfield. At least until I hear differently. And I will tell you when I do. And if you give Katie Stewart's Collinsville office a call, please tell me what she says, because I can't get a response. I gotta go relax. Stay weather! Make them laugh!
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.